Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be continuing and finishing Be'ez Hashem Simen Reish Ches Sadi and beginning Simen Reish Sadi Tes. So we are up to Reish Ches Sadi Si'if Tes Vav on the bottom of page Ayin Dalid. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Ner B'toch Heiko B'toch O B'toch Panas Perish Klish Nosen Ba Ner Shalotichbe. If you have a candle that's undercover, that's underneath something, such as a Kli that will protect it from being extinguished, like people have by their Hanukkah menorahs when they light outdoors, O B'toch Aspaklaria, it's behind some sort of glass, Roas HaShalavis Veinu Mishtamish La'ora, Mishtamish La'ora Veinu Roas HaShalavis Ein Mavarchan Aleha. If you're able to benefit from the light but not see the candle, or you see the flame but you're not able to benefit from the light, then that's not something you could say a barimor or a ha'esh on. Ache rosa shalavas umishtamish laori. You need to fit both criteria. You need to be able to see the flame, and you need to be able to use the light of the flame, to benefit from the light of the flame, in order to be able to say barimor or a ha'esh on it. Says the Mishbur Sivkat Lam Zayin, ner b'toch cheko, hainu sheisa t'muna b'toch cheko. It's hidden inside your jacket or something. She'en ora shalavas, that you don't see the flame, v'lo nishtamish laori, and you're not able to use the light. And then it talks about aspaklaria, because the chiddush of that is dafal pishu roes or derech aspaklaria, because you do see the fire through the glass, but it's not considered to be real re'ia, because the flame is not exposed. That the Magen Avraham and other Achronim say that it's only if it's the covering over the flame is made out of some type of metal, iron or something like that, which has some holes in it, but you're not able to really see the flame in full. That's where it's a problem. Aval bas baklaria shel zechuchis, mikri roa shel heves. But if it's pure glass that you're able to see right through, that's called seeing the flame. V'yachol avarechol akshib esamachlo shiuchol l'shtamish laura. And therefore you could say a bracha on it as long as you're close enough by that you're able to utilize the light. Vayin ber alach that many poskim quote the Shulchan Aruch, and therefore we shouldn't be makel even if you're able to see it through a glass. This was a major part of the discussion about saying Bari Mariesh over a light bulb, that certainly a frosted light bulb, Lekulei Alma, I think you're not allowed to say Bari Mariesh on, because even if you hold that the filament inside, if it's an incandescent bulb, obviously the conversation doesn't begin if it's not an incandescent bulb, but if it's an incandescent bulb, even the filament inside may be considered an Eish Mamish, but if you can't see that Eish, even though you're benefiting from the fire, from the light of that Eish, not enough. Shulchan Aruch says you cannot say a bracha on that. But if it's a clear glass and you're able to see what's on the inside, so maybe that's going to be different, right? That's the discussion over here. What does it mean you're not able to use the light? It means you're too far away to be able to see the difference between one coin and the next, or to see your fingertips and fingernails by the light of that flame. Or if you're not roa the shalheves, because you're standing off to the side where you're not able to see it. Okay, that concludes the discussion of Bari Maria Eish. Now we begin Simen Reish Sadi Tes, which is about not eating nor doing melacha prior to reciting Avdallah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Asu lechol shum davar o afilu lishtos yayin o shar mashkin chutz mimayim. You're not allowed to eat or drink anything with the exception of water, mishatech shachat sheyavdil, from the time it becomes dark on Shabbos afternoon until you say Havdalah. But what if you're eating Shalosh Udos and then it becomes dark? Then you don't have to stop. You don't even have to stop drinking. You can just keep drinking. But if you weren't sitting and eating a meal that you had washed for, you were just sitting and drinking and then it became dark, then Shkia came and Seisa Kochavim came, then Tzarech Lahafzik. Then you got to stop. You got to stop at Shkia. And some say that even if you're in the middle of Shalosh Udos, you're only allowed to continue eating Shalosh Udos if it's Safek Chashecha. But once it's Vaday Tzeisek Kochavim, then you need to stop eating Shalosh Udos until you say Avdallah. The Ramah, though, writes, that we don't assume that way. We assume you can go Shalosh Udos late into the night, as long as you wash before Shkia, you're good to go for a long time, and you don't have to worry about continuing to eat, even though it's already dark. Says the Mishbur Sivkat and Al, Misha Techshach, Vafil B'Savich HaShecha. Even if it's Ben HaShmashos, you're not allowed to start eating or drinking anything before you say Abdallah. Vayin lel b'sim reish tamachad mishu brud naktina l'savi chashecha tekev mishshaka hachama lirin hadakas neres v'chal malacha. Typically, we assume that when shkia happens, it's at least savi chashecha, right? And therefore, if on Erev Shabbos shkia comes, you may not do malacha, right? Not even a second after shkia, not a minute after, nothing. When we call makom near lid, lirin achilas u d'shlishis, but maybe, says Mishbur, when it comes to shalashudis, we could be a little more makel, that you're allowed to start shalashudis a little bit after shkia. Im lo achal mikodim, if you haven't yet eaten shalashudis, bevadai tzorich lechla afilu achar shkia, then it would seem that you're able to start shalashudis even after shkia. Vafilu sharachilim uvitoiv lechla v'lishos, and even if you already ate shalashudis, but you're just hungry, it could be that you're allowed to start gamkin in lahachmir ad chatzi shah kodim tzeisa kochavim, until you're within a half hour of tzeisa kochavim. Meaning, what are you worried about? The iser drabanan of eating before Havdalah during Isman, where it's a suffake that maybe you're not letting before Havdalah? At what cost? At the cost of a mitzvah of shalashudis. So it's not worth the sacrifice of a mitzvah of shalashudis, which may be d'oraisa, for the potential suffake iser drabanan of starting a meal a few minutes after shkia. When the Machaber says starting Mishatechshach, you're not allowed to eat. That means if you didn't daven Mariv, avol mispal larvis, afil mispal mibod yom. But if you daven Mariv, even if you daven the plaga mincha, which is sometimes mutter, chala love chavas Avdallah, the chiv of Avdallah sets in right then. V'asol echol ad sheyavdallah alkos, and then you're not allowed to have a meal, even though it's broad daylight outside. It's prior to shkia, but if you already daven your motzoi Shabbos Mariv, that also generates if you were sitting and eating, and even if you just began eating, you said hamotzi before shkia, and you didn't really continue to eat the meal until after shkia, still you're allowed to continue. Mibod yom dafka b'zesh hischa lechol beheter. It's only if you started eating beheter. Avlam hischa be'isr posik ma'avdil. If you started shalashudis just at the wrong time, 25 minutes after shkia, and it was just be'isr, so then you stop. Stop as soon as you realize what you have done. Because anyway, you have to stop because you have Kriya Shema D'oraisa coming up. You're not allowed to start a meal within a half hour of Tzeis HaKochavim when you have Kriya Shema D'oraisa on your plate. And it's not appropriate to rely on the Gabbai giving a clap and asking and telling everyone to come to Shul. You have to, even in a place in the community where that's what they do, where they have someone that makes an announcement, unless you always go to the shul on Motzai Shabbos. So typically that's an every night halacha, that you're not really supposed to eat before Kriya Shema D'oraisa, unless you have a set minyan that you go to every single night, or you have some reminder that you can rely on every single night. So we had said that you don't have to stop in the middle of your meal. Even for Kriya Shema Tefillah, you don't have to stop in the middle of your meal. Since you started at a time that you were allowed to, and one should not be machmir and stop their meal, because if you stop your meal right in the middle, it looks like you're rushing to get the melech out of here. The medrash darshan zachav v'shamar shamreu biyitziyaso kadam shein rotsa she'elachov omeyatzol kolz man sheyachol, that one is supposed to delay the making Shabbos leave. It's as if you're loath to let Shabbos go, right? That's afuke yom ma'achrina. That's the basis for those that have the practice of lighting their Chanukah before they say Avdallah. Some say Avdallah before they light their Chanukah, some light their Chanukah before they say Avdallah. Why would they light their Chanukah before they say Avdallah? To show we're not eager to say Avdallah, we're not eager to say goodbye to Shabbos. Vim hivsik tocha suda v'ispal, if a person stops in the middle of the suda, and he davens ma'ariv, kosum ha'gravam dafshar duchal lov chavus Avdallah, it could be that at that point the chiv Avdallah is chal, you may not finish the meal. Yoshev shosav v'chashchalov. Someone was drinking and it got dark. Hanush yoshev lishtos mibodiyom v'lo b'toch suda. He wasn't having a suda; he was just drinking, and he started drinking during the day v'chashchalov, and then it became night. V'afilu imrak nasa savichashecha tzarich lafsik. Even if it just became ben hashmashos, you got to stop drinking. D'shtia lav davar chashav u'shetol aschlosav mibodiyom, because drinking is not considered a davar chashav enough that the fact that you started during daytime would be of any help. And then we said, and some say this is only, the Shulchan Aruch quoted, this is only by Safei Chashecha, but by Vadei Chashecha, you got to stop Shalashudis in its tracks. Kaya Mashkas with their Kamais, the Biskum Vodyom in Tzorch Lafsik, Afil Kshnas of Ade Hashecha, all there is Tzorch Lafsik. That we previously said that if you started your Shalosh Shudas early, you don't have to stop at Safek Hashecha. So this opinion of Shulchan Aruch is saying, but once it gets to Vade Hashecha, you do need to stop. Avlin Chachil, Nafkamina Bende is all there Kamais. But as far as starting your meal, then there's no Machlokas. Dafl De Kamais, Asalaska Lechal Afil Besavek Hashecha. Everyone would agree you're not allowed to start your meal at Safek Hashecha. The only question is, if you started your meal beheter, do you have to stop your meal at Seisal Kochavim? And again, the Ramah is makel on this. So to review what we learned tonight, 3 points. Number one, we said if a ner is behind a barrier, you need to be able to see the flame and benefit from the light in order to be able to recite a bracha. Second, we said that once the chi of Avdallah sets in, which is either a half hour before Seisal Kochavim, or when you daven Mariv, even if you daven really early, you're no longer allowed to eat or drink anything except for water, unless you had started the meal beheter. If you started the meal beheter, you can continue the Shalosh Shudas. And then third, we said, even if you started beheter, the Mechaber holds that some are machmir to stop at Seisal Kochavim, but the Ramah is mekel, that you can go Shalosh Shudas deep into the night. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will continue with Se'ifim, Beis and Gimel, in Simin Reish Saditas. Everyone have a wonderful evening.